it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
If I decide to run for office, I'll produce my tax returns, absolutely, and I would love to do that.
Well, I'm sure he would. That's why he hasn't. Good day, America, and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. If you want to join the conversation, 1-800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, keep it to 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Big Thursday edition on tap here for you on the attack. We got a couple of great guests. We're going to talk all things NFL. We'll preview the Thursday night matchup, go through all the injury news around the NFL, and a whole lot more in the early going. Most of our one will be NFL focused as we preview the Thursday night matchup and hit all the other injury news around the National Football League. As we close hour one, we'll start getting into the college football. As it's Thursday, we always preview the upcoming weekend college football action on Thursday, and we'll do just that for week four as we roll out of hour one and into hour two. Pair of guests in hour number two, 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time. Mallory Wegeman, Paralympic swimmer, two-time medalist in the pool in the London Games, will join us at 10 after hour number two, and we'll talk about her triumphs and her tribulations as well. Then at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Chip Patterson, CBS Sports, will join us, and we'll get his take on all the upcoming week four college football action. But as we do at the top of each hour, let's spend a little bit of time here telling you how you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go via your devices. There's the award-winning website, sportsbyline.com, where there's a listen live link as well as some archived interviews and all the ways that you could take Sports Byline with you. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, and Stitcher Radio. And most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we'll open up the phone lines, 800-878-PLAY, and kick this thing off for Thursday.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the costs with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
Well, we get things started here on a Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA. As I said in the last segment, the way we're going to start this hour is with the NFL. It's going to be mostly NFL for a big chunk of the first hour. As we got some injury news we have to clean up, and we'll dive into all that news. And then we'll roll into a preview of the Thursday night matchup between the Houston Texans and the New England Patriots from New England. And then we'll roll out of the NFL, start getting into the college football and breaking down some of the matchups in a big week four in college football at the end of hour one, before we continue that through hour two and get into some of our interviews. But the place we have to start is Minneapolis, Minnesota. Adrian Peterson is going to end up having surgery on his torn meniscus. And with the type of tear that he has, which is called a bucket handle tear, and I'm far from a doctor, this is just what I read on various in various articles on this. He has what they call a bucket handle tear, which means he's not going to be able to hit the ground running and return right away. It looks like the minimum recovery time, 3 to 4 months, and as long as 6 months. So it looks more than likely like that Adrian Peterson is going to be lost for most of the season for the Minnesota Vikings. Now, I say it looks like, and it may be the case, just because it's Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson is, he's Superman-like. His recovery from injury that would keep mere mortals out far longer is just incredible. And we'll go back to the torn ACL. His recovery from a torn ACL made the expectations of everybody else's recoveries from torn ACLs different. And when they couldn't meet the Adrian Peterson timeline, everybody was surprised, and the player at times could actually be set back in their injury rehabilitation. You know, well, the way he recovered from his torn ACL, I mean, he hit the ground running in 8 or 9 months, and he was like the Adrian Peterson of old. Whereas before Adrian Peterson, it was a full year. And even when you got those guys back on the field at the running back position, it took them a big chunk of that season or even that entire season before we saw the player we used to see before the injury. Not Adrian Peterson. It was 9 months from surgery to return to the field. And literally after a game or two, he was like the Adrian Peterson of old. And after his recovery from that injury, the expectations on other players who had that injury became recover like Adrian Peterson. And none of them could do it, to the point at times where they would suffer through an incredibly disappointing year. Or in some cases, it would be even worse. It would set back the actual recovery in that they'd be rushed back. They wouldn't play well in that year. And in some cases, they may never even get the explosiveness back. So Adrian Peterson is otherworldly when it comes to his recovery from injury and his threshold for pain. So I never eliminate Adrian Peterson when I say return from injury. Based on all the medical information that's out there for me that I've found, It's a 3 to 4 month recovery that could go as long as 6. Now, with Adrian Peterson, you always put it on the short side. Well, 3 months, it's late September, October, November. It would basically, the 3 to 4 month window would have him out the entire regular season, with perhaps, if the Vikings made the playoffs, the ability for Adrian Peterson to return. But Adrian Peterson, again, incredible, and like no other athlete, particularly in football when it comes to recovering from injuries, particularly leg injuries. Can Adrian Peterson turn 3 months, 3 to 4 months into 2 months? It's entirely possible. And all of a sudden we're seeing Adrian Peterson before Thanksgiving. I just don't know. All I know is right now and for the foreseeable future and for at least a few weeks, you're not going to have Adrian Peterson dotting the I and leading the running game for the Minnesota Vikings. You're going to have Jerick McKinnon and Matt Asiata handling the load. And that's going to change the complexion of this football team on offense. That, and when you factor in the injury to left tackle Matt Khalil, that's going to keep him out a while as well. It's going to be a much more balanced attack that leans a lot less on this running game. Yes, McKinnon is a nice change of threat and a speedy and shifty back, and they'll do some creative things with him at times in the Wildcat. And Asiata is a more physical back and a positive factor catching passes out of the backfield. But even as a combined effort, they're not Adrian Peterson. So what's going to result is you're going to have a much more balanced attack in Minnesota with the Vikings for a couple of reasons. Number one, the combined effort of McKinnon and Asiata does not equal Adrian Peterson. So you may or may not get the production that you did before out of the running game. When I say may or may not, I'll get to that in a second. But certainly neither of these two entities as an individual and even as a combined effort equal what Adrian Peterson can give you. So the complexion of this offense might well change and become a little more passer-oriented in that now the best player on this team offensively is not their running back. It's their wide receiver, Stephon Diggs. And we're starting to see his emergence as the man in this offense. So if Sam Bradford and him stay on the same page and Bradford continues to grow with this offense and we see more progress out of Sam Bradford and we see something reminiscent of what we saw against the Green Bay Packers throughout this season, all of a sudden it'll be a much more balanced attack and they'll be relying on Stephon Diggs to be the man in this offense and make those difference-making plays along with Sam Bradford as the trigger man in this offense. So I think the chances are very realistic and I think it's very likely that this is a much more balanced attack that leans a lot more on Stephon Diggs. Now, without AP in the lineup, you're going to see a lot less eight-man boxes, and that's going to challenge the Vikings a little more in their passing game, in that their passing game, while pedestrian, has always benefited from the fact that there are eight-man in the box to stop Adrian Peterson, and they dared you to beat them through the air. With Asiata and McKinnon, they won't do that. So it'll be a little bit more of a, it'll be more balanced, but it'll be a little bit more of a challenge offensively to get Stephon Diggs and Sam Bradford going. In turn, because the attention now shifts away from the running game, the inferior parts may have something of comparable success. So it's going to be interesting to watch how this offensive dynamic unfolds in Minnesota. But the one thing they do have still is that great defense. They are great defensively. They can get up after the quarterback. They can cover it. They can stop the run. I love their defense. It's a difference-making defense and a championship-caliber defense. That's in place right now. Offensively, if Bradford can stay healthy and upright and that line gels and they keep him from getting beat up, and Stephon Diggs, despite seeing more and more attention as a result of the Peterson injury and his own production, can continue to grow and become the man of this offense, well, they'll have something in Minnesota. And the big run to the NFC playoffs and maybe through it to some degree will be realistic for this Vikings group. There's a lot of ifs here, but Bradford staying healthy, Diggs continuing to emerge, and as a result of a more balanced approach taken by defenses against this Vikings offense, you'll now have a passing game, which in some ways will set up this running game. So all may not be lost in Minnesota. We're going to watch how it unfolds. But up next, we're going to stay on the injury front. We'll talk about all the injuries that the New England Patriots are dealing with in advance of their Thursday night matchup against the Texans. That's all next here on The Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at FocusOnRock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit, Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $599, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Twice as hopeless, half as hopeless. We'll leave it for you to decide. As Bob Black is off today, I'm Joe Spano, and welcome back to the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the discussion. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. And the focus thus far has been on Adrian Peterson and his choice to have surgery on his torn meniscus, and how his is a more severe torn meniscus type injury that is expected to keep him out most of, if not all, of the 2016 season. But we talked about the fact that he's Superman and anything's possible. We also talked about perhaps the changes to the Vikings offense and perhaps the changes to their fortunes for this upcoming season. So you can weigh in on that at 800-878-PLAYER. You can weigh in on the New England Patriots, Houston Texans. That's our Thursday night matchup. I'm going to get into the injuries that the Patriots are dealing with, and then we'll get into a preview of the game. So if you want to weigh in on any angle on that, do so at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. Or on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at SportsBylineUSA. And let's go to the Pats injuries, because I think they play a very important role in this big matchup in Foxborough against the Houston Texans, a big Thursday night matchup. Jimmy Garoppolo is now considered doubtful with the sprained AC joint in his throwing shoulder. He's not going to play. It's too short a turnaround. He got hurt on Sunday. It's Thursday. Yeah, they can shoot this thing up and numb it out, and he can get out there, but it just looks like it's too far to come. Based on him being listed as doubtful, based on what we know about the injury. You know, we talked about it yesterday. Based on Garoppolo's situation as far as where he is in his rookie contract and where they are in the Tom Brady timeline for the future, I don't know that they value Garoppolo as a long-term commodity, and it's all about what they can get out of him now. So if they thought he could be productive, or they end up thinking come game time that he can be productive and the most productive quarterback, they'll put him out there even if it risks his future. Because the realities are, I don't think his future is with the New England Patriots. They're going to trade him if he ends up healthy, based on this short sample where he led all quarterbacks through week two in QBR. And they're going to get a couple of draft picks, like a second and a fourth, and continue to fortify that roster that's kept them on top of the NFL for a decade, at or near the top of the NFL for a decade and a half. Because I think the future, based on the timeline and based on how they feel about this player, the future is Jacoby Brissett. He's going to sit patiently behind Brady. When Brady's ready to hang it up, it should be near the end of Jacoby Brissett's contract, and this team should have some idea of what Jacoby Brissett can be, and I know they love him. So I think that's the guy that will ultimately step in for Tom Brady, and New England will continue that trend that they've started over the last couple of years, which is trade guys that are not part of your future but have been productive for you on the last year of their rookie deal and get something for him. And they've done it with Chandler Jones. They've done it with Ryan Mallett. And they'll do it with Jimmy Garoppolo. But I don't think that they're going to be able to get Garoppolo in there to play. What I think they can do is keep him out this week, and it may be the difference in the game for them. But then with that extra 10 days off, they may be able to get him into game four of the season, the last without Brady, after which Brady will return from his suspension when they host the Bills, and put themselves in a position to perhaps be 3-1 through the first quarter of the season without Tom Brady. And that's better than many people thought they would be. So they'll be playing with house money when Tom Brady returns. That said, I think when it's all said and done, you're going to see Jacoby Brissett under center for the New England Patriots. I don't think you're going to see Gronk either. He's questionable with the hammy injury. Again, here's the situation. Hamstrings are funny. You think you're ready to go, but yet you're not quite ready to go. And what results is these hamstring injuries linger if you rush it at all. So I think without Jimmy Garoppolo here, you're forced to prepare Jacoby Brissett and hope he can have success on a short week. I think you've got a very tough opponent coming into your own building, one of the AFC's best. But following this game, you got 10 days off. So I think what happens is no Gronk, no Garoppolo. I'm not saying you concede anything, because that's not the Belichick-Josh McDaniels style. You'll have a game plan in place. you'll be as ready as you can be. But I think you rest these two guys. They get an extra 10 days. Perhaps you can get both of them back for the Bills game. Perhaps. And put yourselves in a great position to be 3-1 through that first quarter of the season. Then have Tom Brady return. And oh yeah, you'll have disappointing Bills. You'll have struggling Dolphins. And you'll have Jets lurking. But you'll still be the favorite to win the AFC East, and you'll be very likely to make the playoffs, as your backups without your stud quarterback will have, you know, have kept things solid in your absence. They'll have kind of held things in check and then some while you're away. Let's get to the game itself. And, you know, you look at the Pats and you look at the Texans. The Texans still have that terrific defense from last season that was the catalyst for them getting to the playoffs. You know, it was a very pedestrian offense last year. You know, as usual, their stud running back, Arian Foster, was hurt. The other running backs on their roster are part-timers and role players. Outside of DeAndre Hopkins, they didn't have a dynamic receiver. In Brian Hoyer, they have a quarterback better suited for a reserved role behind a capable starting NFL quarterback than being an NFL starter. And that's witnessed by where he is now. He's the reserve. He's the backup quarterback in Chicago. And if you have Hoyer as your backup, you need not worry. You're in a good position. If he's your 16-game starter, you're not in such an enviable position. And that was the case last year. You know, despite ups and downs and injuries and changes, he's not quite good enough to be your every down starter on a playoff team. But he's ideal if he's your backup quarterback on a quality playoff team. So you've moved on. You're better at quarterback. You added weapons in the wide receiver game, most notably Will Fuller. You brought in Lamar Miller to be a home run hitter and every down back at the running back position. You've got an offensive line that you made upgrades to. So when you look at this team as an entire package, they're dangerous now. They're going to be better in November, barring injury, than they are right now in late September. That said, you know, you look at the offense and you look at the points scored, you look at the yards allowed and some of the other things, and you say, they're not much change from this year to last year. It's how they've been going about it. And as they settle and the offensive line gels and Osweiler does a better job making plays more consistently on the underneath stuff, You take that, you couple that with the new explosive element to this offense. They're going deeper with the football far more than they ever have with any of those other barely serviceable starting quarterbacks that they've had, whether it's been Ryan Mallett, T.J. Yates, Brian Hoyer. This Bill O'Brien's opening this offense up down the field in the passing game, and Osweiler's got a big arm and he's great at throwing the ball down the field. His wide receivers can beat people, get open, make plays. Will Fuller's already done a lot of that in the deep game. He'd do more of it if he didn't drop the football. But that's what comes with Will Fuller, drops. He's got small hands. You're going to get drops. And they've got a terrific, with DeAndre Hopkins, they've got one of the very best receivers in the game. Not a pure burner, but next thing you know, he can beat you underneath. And then he goes over the top and beats you. So you're seeing them stretch the field in the passing game more than they ever have. They're using Lamar Miller as their workhorse running back, and he hasn't broken any real big chunk plays yet. But he's got electric speed, and he can be a factor in space in the passing game as well. So watch for him to break some big chunk plays. So there's an element of explosiveness to this offense that hasn't been there in years past. They've got a iron out some of the inconsistency. And I don't know if this is the week it happens, but once they do, it's going to be a very dangerous and dynamic and explosive offense. And the defense is the same as it was last year. It's one of the NFL's best. J.J. Watt seems to be all the way back. Week one was getting his feet wet and getting his feet under him. Week two was 2.5 sacks. So same old J.J. Watt. They got people that can get after the quarterback from everywhere. They can cover it on the back line and they're tough stopping the run. With New England, you've only got a couple of days to get Jacoby Brissett ready. They gave you some glimpse into what the game plan is going to be. It's going to be a lot of movement, a lot of short throws. They're going to try and run the ball a little more. Offensively, they're not going to do a lot. they're not going to score a ton of points. The wide open New England offense is kind of gone. And you saw with Brissett, they didn't score a lot. They were hanging on for dear life to hold the lead. So I think the realities are what you're going to see here is a very conservative offense that doesn't score a ton. And they'll have some wrinkles in it to try and get some things done. But I think against the tough, stout Houston defense, they're not going to score a lot of points. And the defense of New England is going to be challenged by this Texans offense, vertically in particular. On the other side, we'll kind of wrap up this analysis of Texans and Pats, and then we'll roll into all the college football action that's coming up in a week four in college football. That's all next on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Attention shoppers, follow the flashing blue light to Superstore, now on a new night, Thursdays on NBC.
Gimme that. Superstore, last season's surprise hit, funniest comedy on TV, moving to Thursdays on NBC, here.
And after Superstore, hey!
Thursday has a two-for-one laugh bargain, adding the new comedy, The Good Place, starring Kristen Bell and Ted Danson. It's a super good Thursday, beginning tonight on NBC. Boom, drop the mic.
You dropped the mic, but you also broke it. I ain't paying for that microphone.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see, everything is all right.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Myriad of topics on the plate. Focus has been thus far on the injuries in Minnesota, most notably to Adrian Peterson, and how long he may actually be out, and what it'll mean not only to the Vikings offense, but to the Vikings season in 2016. So you can weigh in on that at 800-878-PLAY, or you can weigh in on the Pats injuries, how they'll handle them going forward over the next couple of weeks. And what it'll mean to tonight's game, which we're going to finish up the preview on now before we roll into a big week 4 in college football. And I guess, you know, you probably know where I'm going with this because I foreshadowed a lot of this, not only in the preview, but in the discussion of the Garoppolo and Gronk injuries as far as how I think this game is going to unfold tonight. I think it's going to be a hell of a game. I think it's going to be close because you have two terrific coaches and two terrific coaching staffs. And rarely, if ever, are Belichick and Josh McDaniel outcoached in these situations. And if any staff can get a very young and very green Jacoby Brissett ready, it's going to be that coaching staff. So let's kind of dive a little bit more and kind of wrap up this preview. I think there's another layer of the Texans that we're going to see as the season unfolds. The offense is a lot more vertical. If they grow together, come together, if they gel, if they gain that continuity, and they do the little things on a down-in, down-out basis to complement the explosive element that's there that hasn't been there before, I think this Texans offense can actually be dynamic. And I think the big thing they're going to do tonight is challenge the Patriots defense vertically in a way that Texans offenses haven't challenged Patriots defenses before vertically. So look for the vertical passing game and look for the explosiveness of Lamar Miller in the running game and his ability to break off big plays. Look for that to be a factor in this one, his work in space in the short passing game as well. So look for the general explosiveness of the Texans offense to be a big factor here. If they're consistent in those other situations, they'll put up a lot of points. For the Patriots, they're going to try and shorten this game. They're going to put some wrinkles in that'll give Brissett an opportunity to shine. But I think it's going to be a conservative game plan. I don't think they're going to put up a lot of points. I just think the turnaround's too short to install all the things they want. I think they're going to try and lean on their defense. But with the way things are at this moment on this Thursday night, I like the Texans to come in and pull, you know, and gain the road victory in Foxborough over the Patriots. The Patriots will fall to 2-1. I think they'll be much better prepared with the extended break in Week 4 against Buffalo. They're a lesser team. They're also coming to New England. By then, I think they'll have Brissett coached up enough where they can open up their offense a little bit and actually have that offense have some success. And I don't expect that Patriots defense to have much problems with the Bills. So I like the Texans in a close one because the Patriots put themselves in a position where nothing's ever easy for the opposition. So I expect the Texans to improve to 3-0 and the Pats to fall to 2-1. Doesn't change how I feel about Jacoby Brissett. And it's not important how I feel about him. Ultimately, it's important how the New England Patriots organization feel about him. I've said it before, and it does bear repeating. They love Jacoby Brissett. And going forward, this is going to be the heir apparent to Tom Brady. Garoppolo's going to get moved for a couple of picks, and once again, they're going to make some profit on a guy that they squeezed everything they could usefulness-wise out of. And then they turned that draft pick into more and better draft picks to fortify the roster. It's a whole new element of front office maneuvering that we haven't seen by other organizations yet, and we may well see in the future. So that said, that's how I see the injuries affecting the game, and that's how I see the Thursday night matchup playing itself out. And we'll have the recap of it and all the storylines that come out of that on Friday morning here on The Attack. But let's get to the college football. A big Week 4 in college football. Not as many marquee matchups as last weekend, but still a whole host of important storylines. And let's start tonight, Bobby Dodd Stadium, Atlanta, Georgia. The number 5 ranked Clemson Tigers go down to Atlanta to take on the 3-0 rambling wreck of Georgia Tech. Clemson's a 9.5-point road favorite, and rightfully so. They seem to get things right against South Carolina State, but that's more of an element of the difference in talent was so stark that best or worst of Clemson, they were going to roll. And, you know, that was a game where South Carolina State took the payoff and then were embarrassed by how it was going, and they asked for the third and fourth quarter to be shortened 12 minutes, which they were. Well, you took the payoff. Let's play the game. I can't get as angry about it as everybody else, and I heard a lot of hosts get all up in arms about it. People paid for tickets. It's a disgrace. They took the payout. Nothing's changing here. It's not the end of the world. And if you wonder why college football teams have to have these type of games, well, there is no exhibition season. And they've got to work on getting things right. And with the non-conference slate before you go into conference and you have to play conference foes every week, you're going to mix it up. You're going to have some tougher opponents. You're going to have some easier opponents. And you're going to have some games where you work on stuff and take a breather. That is the nature of intercollegiate athletics. So those games are going to continue to exist. And for the program that takes the $600,000 payday to get beat up, it makes their athletic department budget. So both sides need the game. So it will continue. And to get all up on arms because they sliced the last 3 minutes off of the third and fourth quarter. It wasn't like South Carolina State was going to come back. And it wasn't like you needed those 3 minutes to see Clemson score more points. So who cares? Get over it. So what you want to happen is not going to happen. So forget about it. You're not going to see these games cease to exist. In today's intercollegiate athletic environment, those games will exist. Unless something changes in how we go about the business of college football, those games will continue to exist for the reasons that I entailed. The lack of exhibition season in college football and the fact that teams on the receiving end of the payday need the payday to keep their athletic budget afloat. That said, in this one, Georgia Tech is a conference rival, and they are an improved group over last season. Are they good? No, I don't think they are good. You know, they beat BC 17-14 in Ireland. They beat Mercer, and they blew out Vanderbilt, who's a bottom of the SEC team. Will they give Clemson a little bit of trouble? Possibly. Will they win the game? Not likely. I think Clemson stays undefeated and gets themselves ready for their big matchup in primetime in Death Valley against the Louisville Cardinals. That said, the thing that could derail Clemson here or make this one a heck of a lot harder, if they're already looking ahead to Lamar Jackson and Louisville, that would be a mistake. If they take care of their business and realize it's one game at a time on Thursday night and they're going to be the beneficiaries of a long rest and a ample opportunity to get ready for Louisville, they'll be just fine against the rambling wreck. Friday night in primetime, 9 p.m. Eastern time, number 24 and undefeated Utah takes on 1-2 USC, who will have a new quarterback under center as they have benched Zach Brown, the original starter. And now it looks like it's good, you know, they're going to bring in the young, heralded, I believe it's a redshirt freshman. The redshirt freshman's going to come in Sam Darnold, and he's going to take over for Max Brown. And they're going to try and kickstart this offense. And I guess it's not shocking with the tough early season schedule, you know, Stanford early, Alabama to open things up, that USC's 1-2. But it's how bad they've looked doing it. They lost Alabama 52-6 and really were corralled by Stanford 27-10. So against two big-time foes, you put up a total of 16 points in 120 minutes of football. Not enough. I guess that's what's shocking. For Utah, Kyle Whittingham's clubs are always solid. This is a USC team that's struggling. Utah is always tough at Rice-Eccles. And they're hard to bet against at Rice-Eccles. They managed to win the Holy War by one over BYU in Rice-Eccles. And then beyond that, you know, it hasn't been, you know, great competition in their non-conference slate. So this is going to be their first and biggest test. This is a toss-up game. I will take Utah because they're tough at Rice-Eccles. But you got to remember, with the Utes, they're replacing a lot of pieces that moved on after last season. So just keep an eye on this game. I think it's an intriguing one. Again, they're breaking in a new quarterback in Troy Williams, a new running back in Troy McCormick. So that always makes it a challenge. I'll take Utah. I don't think it'll be easy, but it'll be a measuring stick game for the Utes. For USC, it'll be a must-win game. If they lose this one and fall to 1-3, it's going to be a long season in L.A. for the USC Trojans, because with three losses, well, forget about the playoffs. They're out of that. Also, you'd have to start forgetting about New Year's Day bowls, and you kind of have them relegated to second-level bowls, and they'd have to pretty well run the table to do that. Or then all of a sudden you're looking for them to be battling for their bowl lives. So very important game for USC and a measuring stick for both clubs. We move on to Saturday action, 12 noon Eastern time. Number one Alabama gets the respite against Kent State. They're a 44-point favorite in Tuscaloosa. What do I say? Alabama's that good. The big question is whether they cover the 44 and, you know, what they look like and what they work on. And they'll work on things to get ready for tougher matchups as the SEC conference slate unfolds in front of them. They will roll over Kent State. A couple of real good matchups at noon, though. And this is one of them. Number 12, Georgia. Number 23, Ole Miss in the SEC. This is in Vaughn Hemingway in Oxford, Mississippi. And Ole Miss, one of the better 1-2 teams in the country. I mean, their two losses are to Alabama and to Florida State, and it's in games that they controlled early, both of them. Their second-half issues, you know, have plagued them thus far this season. I think this is going to be a dynamite football game. I think Ole Miss at home is probably going to be the difference. But again, you know, when you start getting to week four and you start getting to conference matchups, this is another one of those measuring stick games. You know, the SEC East for a long time has been the weak sister within the SEC. Georgia's undefeated at 3-0. It was a good win over North Carolina. North Carolina team, I think, is going to be pretty darn dynamic on offense and pretty dangerous. But since then, they've struggled mightily. Nichols and at Nichols at home. In Athens and at Missouri, winning those games by 2 and 1 point, respectively. They haven't looked good. Well, here's where we find out what the Georgia Bulldogs are. Are they a real contender in the SEC East, or are they a pretender? And we'll have some idea at the end of this one in Oxford, based on how they stack up against the Rebels of Ole Miss. On the other side, up next, we'll tie a bow around hour one of this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. So you be sure to keep it where it's at.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Granger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Granger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, GEICO has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on GEICO.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. We'll tie a bow around hour one here and look ahead to hour two. If you want to join the conversation, 800-878-PLAY. Again, that number, 800-878-7529. Toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. You know the subjects we've been talking about. A lot of NFL news. We did a Thursday night matchup preview of Pats and Texans, and you can weigh in with your thoughts on that preview. All the injury news we covered, not only the injuries themselves, but what they mean to their teams going forward and how it'll all play out. You can weigh in there, whether it be on the Vikings or on the Patriots at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. We also started previewing week four in college football. We started breaking down some of the games. We got through the Thursday night matchup, the Friday night matchup. We're starting to roll into the Saturday noon schedule and top 25 action. And you can weigh in with your thoughts on any of these big top 25 matchups and your thoughts on any of them. Again, at 800-878-PLAY. And to kind of wrap up where we're going with Georgia and Ole Miss, because we got sidetracked before the break here. I think like many of these games early in conference seasons, this is a measuring stick matchup. And this one's really about, is Georgia a pretender or a contender? For Ole Miss, if you want to go to a reasonably good bowl, you got to keep winning these games. You got to start winning some of these big matchups and finishing what you start. It's in Oxford. Georgia's been inconsistent. I think both teams are very talented. I think the difference is home field in this one, and I think Ole Miss falls. But again, a measuring stick in this game. We get to see whether Georgia is real or imagined as it relates to being a contender in the SEC East. And we get to start to see what Ole Miss really is beyond this team that keeps coughing it up in the second half. We're going to step aside now, and then we'll be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And I am calling for calm, I'm calling for peace, telling people to stay home.
But those pleas from the mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina go unheeded as her city streets are filled with violent protests for a second straight night following the police shooting of a black man earlier in the week.
I don't know. They just shot somebody and he was laying there in front of the Omni and there was blood.
That woman saying that she saw a civilian shoot another civilian during last night's protests, which also included some vandalism and looting. Police officers also among those injured. Today, North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory has declared a state of emergency. The protest in response to the shooting on Tuesday of a black 43-year-old man by a black police officer. They say the man failed to heed calls to drop his weapon, while the victim's family says he was simply holding a book. This is USA Radio News.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the 4 ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit riteaid.com/RakenPoints for details.
A busy Wednesday for the Republican presidential nominee as Donald Trump makes several stops in Ohio, including at a church where he addresses a large group of pastors, telling them he wants to help work on the problems of the inner cities.
You've been trying and working in the inner cities with the Democrats for so many years, sometimes over 100 years, and they're a disaster. The schools, the safety, the jobs, it's all horrible. I mean, in some cases, they're less safe than places like Afghanistan.
Trump also endorsing controversial stop-and-frisk police policies. During that Fox News town hall at a black church in Cleveland, the Republican presidential nominee was asked what could be done to reduce crime in black communities, and he said he would do stop-and-frisk, adding, I think you have to. Critics say the policy unfairly targets minority communities. Hillary Clinton leading Donald Trump in a new national poll. She's got a 6-point lead in that NBC News survey. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says the House will vote to override an expected veto of a bill allowing families of 9/11 victims to sue Saudi Arabia. President Obama saying he will veto that bill, even though it was passed unanimously in both the House and the Senate. Ryan saying he does share Obama's concerns that the bill could expose U.S. officials to legal retaliation in foreign courts, but the Wisconsin Republican also says victims of the terrorist attacks need to have their day in court. New York City police ramping up security for the Jewish High Holy Days. Here's Scott Pringle.
Critical Response Command Deputy Chief Scott Shanley says there will be many eyes on synagogues and Jewish institutions during the High Holy Days.
Fixed posts, roving teams that will visit multiple locations periodically throughout the holiday season. We'll have explosive detection canines sweeping these locations. We'll have multiple heavy weapons teams.
Police Commissioner James O'Neill says he understands that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are times the Jewish community can feel vulnerable.
We'll not allow anyone in New York City to attack or harass someone else because of their faith.
Scott Pringle, New York.
And there's another recall of Bluebell ice cream over listeria concerns. This time it affects half-gallon containers of Bluebell chocolate chip cookie dough and Bluebell cookie two-step, as well as pint containers of its chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of a Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Again, my name is Joe Spano. Bob Black off today, 800-878-PLAY to join the fray. That number again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Jam-packed Hour 2 coming at you here on the Attack. We got a pair of guests, and in between, I'll finish giving you my take on all the upcoming college football action for a week 4 in college football. But right on the other side, we're going to be talking swimming with Mallory Wegeman, Paralympic swimmer, two-time Olympic medalist in the 2012 London Games. She comes right out of the blocks at 10 after hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time. And to take us home at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, Chip Patterson from CBS Sports. He'll help us and give us his take on all the upcoming Week 4 college football action. And in between, I'll wrap up my take on these upcoming games. But as we do at the top of each hour, let's spend just a little bit of time telling you how you can get the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and take it with you on the go via your devices. Whether it be the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com, we have a Listen Live link there that allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. That, a whole lot more, and also a way to find out all the different ways that you could take Sports Byline with you. So check us out at sportsbyline.com. We're available on a number of apps. iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. And most importantly, for our service people, they can listen to us worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. And we thank them for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. On the other side, an American hero of our own joins us next, Mallory Wegeman, Paralympic swimmer, two-time Paralympic medalist. She joins us next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now.
now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. Want to go out to our phones and bring in Paralympic medalist from the 2012 London Games. She's got two of them, one gold, one bronze. She's Mallory Wegeman, and she joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Good morning, Mallory. Great to have you aboard this morning.
How are you?
I'm doing just great. Hopefully you're doing the same. And before we get into your story and your great career, let's talk about the influence that milk, you know, milk, it does a body good, that influence that it's had on your career and your ability to perform as an elite level, Olympic, Paralympic level athlete and champion.
Yes, of course. You know, it's so funny. I've joked that, you know, growing up, I grew up in Minnesota. We had a milkman all the way into my 20s. And so, you know, it's been a part of my life since I can remember. And, you know, every time Brad, the milkman, came to the house, he'd give the dog a treat and put the milk in the fridge. And that was like our weekly ritual. And, you know, here I am at 27 and an elite athlete and training for Paralympic Games. And it's still a part of my life. And, you know, obviously now I drink it because I know the nutritional benefits and not just because mom's telling me I need to drink my glass of milk before I go to school. But it's really neat because it's kind of one of those constants that, you know, has been a part of my life since I was a kid and even to this day as an athlete and getting ready for those competitions and for games is something I rely on to help fuel me for my workouts. And, you know, it's got that, it's perfect for fueling for workouts from the standpoint that it has those 8 grams of protein and those, you know, 9 essential nutrients. And it's something that I can rely on that is wholesome ingredients, and, you know, they're natural. And so it's really neat, though, to see the transition throughout my own life of how milk has evolved in my life as an individual. And it's kind of fun and brings me back to some good childhood memories as well. So
a couple more things on milk before we get into the career. First of all, I still can't believe that with all those dairy farms and all those cows around Wisconsin where you were growing up as a youth, that the milkman actually used to show up well in your 20s. Plus, they do have cars and stores. So I find that quite funny. And did you have, and I got to ask you, did you have the little, like, aluminum, you know, box out there or a little steel box? And he used to open the box and put the bottles of milk in and take the old dirty bottles out. And they used to be washed and brought back to you the next week. How did it work? Because I grew up in New York and I never saw a milkman.
Our milkman didn't bring glass bottles. He did bring cartons of milk, but we drink a lot of milk in the Wegeman household, and so that was kind of one of the things we had as a kid, and it just became tradition. So, you know, yeah, you can get it at the grocery store, but it was always fun. You put the note on the door of how many half gallons of milk you need that week, and if it's a hot day, you throw the cooler out, and you come home, and as a little kid, when we were home, you know, he'd walk in the house and put the milk in the fridge, and the dog got a treat every time, and so I don't know who was more excited to see the milkman as a kid, the dog or me, but that was, it was a fun memory for us in our household.
Excellent. Now, I do want to go into its value as a supplement, as it were, and to help fuel your workouts. In this day and age where we see where we make more and more of an effort, or we see more and more of our athletes, whether they be the weekend warriors or the world champions at the highest level, you know, it's a lot of scientifically engineered nutrition, powders and different supplements. So to have a supplement that actually just is natural, it's there, it's plentiful, it's easy, and it's legal is probably pretty important for you. You can get it anywhere. You don't have to worry about coming up positive for milk.
Yes, that is correct. And, you know, it is very interesting. As an athlete, competing clean is a big thing for me. And the one way that I can guarantee without a doubt that I am doing so is by getting those nutrients from wholesome places. And milk is one of those. And, I mean, it's incredible that you can get that much protein and that many essential nutrients in a serving. And there's no question where it came from. And I think that peace of mind and knowing that I'm putting those wholesome ingredients into my body and those nutrients definitely helps me keep my peace of mind as I strive to compete clean as an athlete. And it also helps me feel my body to make sure that I'm ready for each workout so I can perform at the best of my abilities. And so, you know, I think that's a really important aspect for me, especially in my personal journey to my athletic endeavors, is, you know, making sure that I am getting those wholesome natural ingredients. And milk offers that, which is great.
Well, now we've spent about 5 minutes on milk, and those are the dulcet tones of Mallory Wegeman, 2-time Olympic paramedalist in the pool. Both of those Olympic medals coming in the London 2012 Paralympic Games, and she joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. You mentioned your journey. It's been an interesting one, and I guess I'll take you back to the epidural gone wrong that changed your life. Talk to us a little bit about that, and talk to us about all the emotions afterward. You went in for what you thought was a fairly routine epidural, and you came out paralyzed. And talk about your adjustment, coming to grips with that, and then 2 months later actually being in the pool. Just take us through your journey a little bit.
Yeah, you know, so I was paralyzed on January 21st, 2008. It was Martin Luther King Day, Monday. I had the day off from class, and so I went in for what was to be my third and final epidural injection, and I never walked out that day. And, you know, it was an incredibly difficult day, and the hours and days and weeks to follow weren't a walk in the park either. And, you know, finding a way to navigate through becoming a spinal cord injury at 18, it was almost right down to the date, 2 months before my 19th birthday, and really trying to figure out what that meant for my life and what did that mean for life moving forward and my future and all of those questions. And then the why me's came in, and, you know, it was a very difficult time to navigate, but I think one of the biggest blessings that came into my life was I grew up a competitive swimmer from a very young age. I've swam competitively since I was 7 years old, and I've always loved the water. And I found my way back 2.5 months later, and that was such a blessing in my life because it really helped me start to come back to life, and it really became my sanctuary. And, you know, I found that love again, and it's been there for the past 8 years as I've continued that career in the pool.
That's a great synopsis of your story and your journey. And I guess in many ways, and your journey continues today, but I guess the crowning achievements, as it were, and the capper on it in some ways was 2012 in London, 2 medals in the pool in the Paralympic Games, 1 gold, 1 bronze. Take us back to London, to those Paralympic Games, and just give us your memories of all of that and how, for you, it was such a crowning achievement of such a long, challenging, arduous, and at times difficult journey.
Yeah, you know, winning gold in London was such an incredible moment, and coming home with 2 medals and a member of Team USA, there's nothing like being able to sit atop the podium and see our flag raised and hear our national anthem play and know that it's being played in that moment for your achievements. And representing Team USA at that level. And I think the biggest thing I realized in that moment is that that medal, my gold medal, it means so much more than that race. And in a lot of ways, it's not even really about the race at that point. And it's about the community and the people that got me there and that love and support. And, you know, fast forward to 2016, I didn't come home with medals from these games. But in a lot of ways, what I accomplished at these games for me as an individual far exceed what I was able to accomplish in London. And, you know, I came back from injury to make it to Rio, and I didn't think I was going to make it there. There was a period where I was going to have to retire and be done, and I fought with every ounce of my being to make it to Rio 2016, and I did. And, you know, I swam 7 individual events and came home with some lifetime bests. And I think for me, you know, I've been home for 24 hours, and I'm realizing that life is beyond gold, and there's more than just the gold medals in life, and it's about the fight and seeing through our goals and our dreams and our ambitions and truly continuing to stick with it despite the adversities that are thrown our way.
Real quick, to keep you somewhat on schedule here, what does the present and future hold for Mallory Wegeman?
So I'm actually getting ready. I get married. My fiance and I are getting married in December. So we are in the midst of wedding planning. My goal is to be able to walk down the aisle with my dad on our wedding day with the use of leg braces. So that is the right now, now that I'm home from the games, the current thing I'm working towards. And my coach and I are already talking about what our training plan is. I get 2 weeks off, and then I start training for the 2020 Tokyo Games.
Well, I've got to tell you, you're an inspirational story. Best of luck on the nuptials. Best of luck getting ready for 2020 and beyond. And you know you're welcome on the Spano and Black Attack anytime. This was a pleasure. It was uplifting, and your story is inspirational. And just let your fiancé know how lucky he is.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Mallory Wegeman joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. And again, an incredible story, an inspirational story, and a great story. We like stories of triumph. We like good news here sometimes in the world of sports. On the other side, back to the college football week 4 preview. Your calls at 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at JoeSpano56 at Sports Byline USA. That's all next here on The Attack, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com.
There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
I'm not edgy at all. And we continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY to join the conversation, join the discussion. That's 800-878-7529. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. And many topics on the agenda from the NFL, a lot of the injuries and the impact that they're going to have, particular focus on the Vikings and Patriots. Your thoughts on the Thursday night matchup between the Patriots and the Texans. And your thoughts on any of the big matchups coming up in week four in college football. We're keeping it to the top 25, so we'd like you to keep it there as well. Those are all fair game at 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529 on Twitter, at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. We want to thank Mallory Wegeman for joining us and really sharing her uplifting and inspirational story, and a little 411 on the fact that she had a milkman as recently as a couple of years ago. That's amazing. But let's dive back into top 25 college football action. And the place we're going to go is Raymond James Stadium, Tampa, Florida. The South Florida Bulls, 3-0 and 1-down on the season. They host the number 13 Florida State Seminoles, 2-0 and 1-down on the year, coming off that 62-20 drubbing at the hands of the Louisville Cardinals. This one going to be a lot more interesting than people think. You know, you look at the two teams and their respective pedigrees, and you say to yourself, okay, this is all Florida State. And I understand they're coming off a big loss, and everybody expects them to rebound. And I think there'll be a layer of focus on these Florida State Seminoles that you just didn't see last week against Louisville as they got taken out of that one. But this one isn't going to be that easy. South Florida's good. They've kind of started to turn the corner. And in Quentin Flowers, they have an athletic quarterback that could have went to any big school. I don't know whether they would have let him play quarterback or not, but he was able to go to South Florida and play quarterback, and he really gives them a terrific dual threat, arms and legs, and he can do some terrific things in that Gulf Coast offense that they run down there. So I don't think this one in Raymond James is necessarily going to be easy for the Seminoles. I think they're flat out better, deeper, and more talented. Willie Taggart doesn't get the level of recruit at South Florida that Jimbo Fisher gets at Florida State. And in time, that'll make the difference. But certainly the quarterback being an equalizing factor will keep this one in. He's got some athletic receivers, some quality running backs, a good offensive scheme. It's a team that's had success, does not believe they're overmatched in this one, and will come in with a bit of a chip on their shoulder. Both teams are going to score in the 30s. I just think Florida State's going to score more in the 30s, and they find a way to win this one and keep those slim college football playoff hopes alive. We continue through the 12 noon action, and to me, this is the marquee matchup at 12 noon. A pair of undefeated teams in the Big Ten, number 8 Michigan State, number 11 Wisconsin. Lock up in Spartan Stadium in East Lansing. Michigan State 5.5-point favorite, and probably rightfully so. I think this is going to be a dynamite game. And again, as I've said, a lot of these early season conference matchups between some of the best of these conferences, they're benchmark matchups. This is where we see how good these teams are. Michigan State coming off the big win in South Bend over Notre Dame, and Wisconsin coming off a struggle for their very lives against Georgia State. They have the big win in their pocket over LSU in Lambeau Field. And that was what, but that was with Brandon Harris, a quarterback for LSU. And the Wisconsin offense wasn't great. Both defense were dominant there, and Brandon Harris really gave the game away for the Tigers. That's why he's no longer their quarterback. That said, in East Lansing, Michigan State program on the come. They're breaking in the new quarterback. They got LJ Scott to carry the rock. I got to like State in a close game, you know, a one-score type game. I like State in their building to improve and continue their climb up the rankings and show perhaps that they are a playoff contender. While I expect Wisconsin to lose, fall a little bit down the rankings, and show why they are a second-level Big Ten team. Number four, Michigan hosts Penn State. Penn State's not beating Michigan. Michigan struggled against Colorado. Maybe they have some troubles against James Franklin's group. But in the Big House, I think Michigan State takes care of their business, and they stay undefeated and put themselves in a position where that eventual battle with Ohio State could be for the Big Ten, you know, for a shot at a Big Ten championship and a shot at a playoff berth in college football. Here's another one of those measuring stick games. First of the 3:30 games. Number 19, Florida. Number 14, Tennessee in an SEC East showdown. Florida's dominated this matchup for the last decade. Florida may have the best defense in America right now. They're that good defensively. Offensively, without Luke Del Rio, and even while with him, they were limited, and they're going to continue to be limited. This is on Joshua Dobbs here. That's the truth of the matter. Joshua Dobbs plays well, and I think in Neyland Stadium, Tennessee will have enough to dispatch Florida and show why everybody thinks they are potentially the class of the SEC East. And played like it so far, and if they continue to play like they are, like they have played thus far this season, that Florida defense will be able to do enough to allow the Florida offense to win this game. I'm going to take Tennessee in Rocky Top, but I don't think it's going to be easy. And if Joshua Dobbs doesn't step up in a way he hasn't thus far, well, all bets are off, and you may end up seeing the Gators prevail in this one as they have for the last decade plus. 6 o'clock action as we get into the evening slate. A lot of these games are in, start to get into prime time. Number 18, LSU heads to Auburn to take on unranked Auburn. Auburn's 1-2, LSU's 2-1. Auburn's offense just is not good enough to win these games. LSU's offense is not dynamic, but their talent all over the football field, and with Etling at quarterback, they can do enough offensively. Nothing's easy for the nothing's easy for LSU, but for Auburn, that Gus Malzahn offense just cannot get on track with the lack of talent at quarterback. I like LSU in this one. Number 6, Houston. They head to Bobcat Stadium in San Marcos, Texas, to take on the Texas State Bobcats. Houston's a 5-touchdown favorite, and I'm not surprised. They roll a 4-0. I see little trouble there for them. Move on to more primetime action. This one's on Fox, Big 12 tilt. Number 16, Baylor at 3-0. They host 2-1 Oklahoma State. Baylor's an 8-point favorite in this one. All I can tell you is lots of points going to be scored. I don't know who's going to win this one. Baylor came in as a fringe-ranked team this year. They haven't played anybody yet. They haven't done anything to dispel their ranking. Oklahoma State, the bad loss to Central Michigan. They rebounded. Tough win in their building over Pittsburgh. But Jim Grobe, nice man, moral man, runs a clean program. I don't know that he's the big-time winner. He's not the big-time winner that Art Briles was, and that may rear its ugly head in this one. So while this one's in McLean Stadium in Waco, and the crowd will be raucous, I think the Cowboys may go on the road, and Mason Rudolph may spring the upset on the Baylor Bears. Number 20, Nebraska in a Big Ten tilt. They're 3-0. They head to Northwestern to take on, and Ryan Field to take on the Northwestern Wildcats, 1-2 on the year. Northwestern's not good, and it'll show here. Nebraska's got something going under Mike Riley. It's just the kind of game coming off that Oregon win in Lincoln that they have to win. I think they will, but they have to. Number 7, Stanford. They head to the Rose Bowl to take on UCLA. Stanford's undefeated, 2-0 and none down on the season. UCLA 2-1 with that loss to Texas A&M, that heartbreaking loss looming. This is going to be a hell of a matchup. Obviously, with Stanford, limited at quarterback at this point. Their offense is all about Christian McCaffrey, and their defense is one of the best in America. With UCLA, it's the Rosen one, a defense that lets up points. It's all about the consistency of the Rosen one, and he was inconsistent in their matchup with A&M. It's in the Rose Bowl. This is the kind of game Stanford loses. It really is. I could see the Rosen one taking over this game, and I think UCLA pulled the upset, get back in the rankings, and show you that Stanford. Because what I've seen of Stanford, I'm falling in love with. I love their defense. I don't like their offense. Christian McCaffrey alone isn't enough. I like UCLA in that one. Number three, Louisville. They head to Jones C. Edwards Stadium in Huntington, West Virginia to take on Marshall. Louisville's just better. They may be looking past this one in anticipation of their matchup with Clemson in primetime in Death Valley, but they're just flat out better. A&M in Arkansas is going to be a great tilt at 9 o'clock in AT&T Stadium in Dallas. And Washington and Arizona has a lot of intrigue. We'll get to those on the other side with Chip Patterson from CBS Sports. We'll talk all things college football with him as we get ready to take you home here on a Thursday edition of The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS, or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Attention shoppers, follow the flashing blue light to Superstore, now on a new night, Thursdays on NBC.
Give me that. Superstore, last season's surprise hit, funniest comedy on TV, moving to Thursdays on NBC, here.
And after Superstore, hey!
Thursday has a two-for-one laugh bargain, adding the new comedy, The Good Place, starring Kristen Bell and Ted Danson. It's a super good Thursday, beginning tonight on NBC. Boom, drop the mic.
You dropped the mic, but you also broke it. I ain't paying for that microphone.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and a free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on a Thursday on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, but now back out to our phones where we bring in from CBS Sports, Chip Patterson, and we're going to talk all things college football with Chip. Chip, welcome to Spano and Black Attack. Great. Thanks for jumping on board with us this morning. Really do appreciate it.
Yeah, happy week four. Happy to be with you.
It's going to be a fun week four, and I'm actually going to start at the back and work my way forward a little bit. I want to start with the AT&T Stadium matchup. You know, Jerry Jones uses that stadium very well, and there's always a big-time college football game in there. You got number 10, Texas A&M, number 17, Arkansas. I think this is a dynamite, under-the-radar SEC West matchup. Talk about this matchup a little bit. A&M perhaps having the best defense they've had since Kevin Sumlin's got there. I'm not sure about Trevor Knight as the signal caller. And Arkansas, Brett Bielema has really started to get that program on track. Talk about this matchup a little bit.
Well, doesn't Brett Bielema just love everything about this? Because it's actually in the home-and-home rotation, supposed to be a Texas A&M home game. But, of course, you get that thing in Jerry Jones, noted Arkansas football fan. You get it in his house, you got to expect you're going to get all the home cooking that you would not have gotten at College Station. Brett Bielema also loves this game because, like, 9 p.m. Eastern time kick, like, if you're a fan, this game is going to be great with your nightcap. Like, you're going to want your favorite beverage in hand because I think this is just going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight. Bielema wants this game to be tight. He wants to make sure that Trevor Knight isn't able to get into any kind of rhythm. And so, you know, this is where what you just said, Texas A&M's best defense since Kevin Sumlin's been there, that is credit to John Chavis and the work that he has done to take a talented group from a year ago and then be able to shore up some of the run defense especially. But, I mean, Deshaun Hall, Myles Garrett, Armani Watts, Daylon Mack, they are really, really tenacious, and that is a credit to Chavis for sure.
And I think it's going to be a great matchup for all the reasons that you said. And here's another one that intrigues me. Again, it's that primetime ABC matchup, 2-1 UCLA, the talented but somewhat still inconsistent Rosen one, taking on the number 7 Stanford Cardinal, who are breaking in a new quarterback, have Christian McCaffrey, a great defense, and not much else. And when I look at this game and when I've watched Stanford, love their defense, love Christian McCaffrey, it's not a very dynamic offense by any stretch of the imagination. UCLA on offense, they can be dynamic. Rosen's a little inconsistent. I find a lot of intrigue in this matchup in the Rose Bowl, and I kind of think Stanford could be ripe for the picking here because I'm just not convinced they're that good.
See, I'm on the opposite side of you there. I'm sort of standing alone right now with my peers believing that Stanford is a step, maybe a two steps, ahead of the rest of the Pac-12, and that includes Washington, and that definitely includes UCLA. I love Stanford in this matchup because David Shaw is 16-2 against USC, UCLA, and Cal. The man has just been out-coaching the rest of the state, and I don't think that in a tight game, one that is expected to bounce on a few execution errors or a few out-execution plays, and that kind of tight game, no, I'm going to go with David Shaw pretty much every single time. And, yes, the offense is not dynamic, but one thing that the offense does have is an identity. And if you remember a year ago, it was a little bit of an identity crisis that both caused Stanford to misstep a little, but then also helped them be able to make Christian McCaffrey into a star when David Shaw even admits, middle of last season, he was maybe being a little bit stubborn and he needed to make it some adjustments. This group's different. 16's different than 15, and the 16 group seems to have an identity, and it's not dynamic, but it's effective. And again, I just, you know, Washington could surprise me, and I actually probably think Washington will beat Stanford in that game that's coming up because it's in Husky Stadium, and I think that game is just absolutely huge for Chris Peterson and his staff. I think they're going to be great there. But over the course of an entire season, I mean, this Washington team was like, what, 6-6, like beat Washington State to make it into the postseason, beat Southern Miss in the bowl game. I just tend to believe that while there's a lot of flavors that are jumping up and Josh Rosen's great, UCLA's exciting, and they are super talented if you look at recruiting rankings, but, man, Stanford's the team, and until proven otherwise, I'm going to stick with that.
I think that's well articulated. Let's go to two teams that, well, they aren't the team, I think, by any stretch, and I think time will prove that. But it's going to be a shootout in Waco, Texas, and, well, there's not much else going on in Waco, Texas. undefeated number 16 Baylor, hasn't played anybody yet. Jim Grobe at the helm in place of Art Briles. Nice man, moral man, right guy to take over this program in the short term. Not a great winner. Takes on Oklahoma State, who lost a game they shouldn't have, and had a tough matchup with Pittsburgh. Something missing there in Stillwater with this Oklahoma State group. I can't make heads or tails of this matchup other than I know these two teams combined could put up close to 100. Do you have a definitive feel on how this game goes?
No, and I think you've got it. It's going to be long. It's going to be sloppy. There's going to be some incredible plays. Tune in to see Oklahoma State's James Washington, because the guy's an absolute baller. And on both sides, you're going to see some incredible offensive athletic skill throughout this game. But it's going to be decided in the 40s or 50s, I think. The actual impact for me, the way that I'm looking at the Big 12, is that we're probably looking at, in the 9-game Big 12 schedule, you're looking at teams that are probably going to finish around 6-3 or 5-4. And neither team is perfect. Baylor certainly has the ability to run it up on anyone in their non-conference schedule, but we've also seen that there are bound to be a couple hiccups. And I'm not positive, and I haven't been convinced yet that Baylor's going to be a team that's going to be able to take Oklahoma's spot as the Big 12's most likely playoff contender. Because coming off the loss to Ohio State, you lose Oklahoma. TCU hasn't really looked great. TCU's another team where maybe coming into the season, I was thinking this is a 10-11 win team maybe. Maybe a Big 12 championship contender. And, here I am in late September, and I'm thinking TCU, like Baylor and like Oklahoma State, probably just a very nice, 5-4 conference record going to a bowl game and, 7-8 win team.
Well, all I'll say is this. Here's something. Make a bet with your friends. We're not going to be a proponent of gambling. I think there's a real chance, and you'll get a laugh out of this, and then we'll move it forward, that the Texas A&M Arkansas game will actually end before the Baylor Oklahoma State game, despite the fact that the Okie State game starting an hour and a half earlier.
Well, hey, don't rule out. Again, do not rule out Arkansas and Texas A&M going to like 4 overtimes.
Yeah, that's
we
true.
Know
all
the
right.
Razorbacks love going to extra time.
All right. Fair is fair. If they both go to regulation, there's a real chance
No, absolutely. Your point is proven, no doubt.
What do you say we move on to the SEC, particularly the SEC East as a focus? You got Tennessee and Florida. Tennessee was supposed to be the class of the SEC East this year, and they just flat out haven't played like it. Florida, offensively challenged as they've been for, I don't know, about a decade now, but may have the best defense in America. In Knoxville, how do you see this go? Does Joshua Dobbs step up and play well enough for Tennessee to win, or does the Florida defense will this Florida Gators team to another victory over the Tennessee Volunteers?
So Florida's down starting quarterback Luke Del Rio. We've got Austin Appleby, former Purdue quarterback, who is stepping in. He already got the Neyland Stadium needling going by saying that he's not intimidated by the Knoxville crowd because he's played in Big Ten games. And so apparently he's ready for the moment. Now, I think that Jim McElwain and the offensive staff will make Florida very much a tight offensive group. I don't think Austin Appleby is going to be asked to do a whole bunch offensively in this game. So expect something low scoring for sure. If Tennessee doesn't win this, Florida is down at starting quarterback. It's not, a particularly dynamic team, even with Luke Del Rio in the lineup. Tennessee has more talent, in my opinion, or at least like talent that has been matured enough, because Florida's starting to get it. Florida is about a year or two away. Their freshman class looks really, really good right now. But Tennessee right now, getting off the bus, looks like the team. If Tennessee cannot snap this 11-game drought against the Gators this year at home with all of these advantages, man, I don't know if it's going to happen. Like, this is make it or break it time for Butch Jones, no doubt.
Well said. Chip Patterson, CBS Sports, joining us here on The Attack. Let's stay with the SEC. Number 12, Georgia. They're undefeated. One nice win over a pretty good North Carolina team. two non-impressive wins where they won by a whisker. Ole Miss, if college football was only 30 minutes, they'd be undefeated. How do you see this one shaking out? And who ends up showing? Because I think this is a measuring stick game for both clubs. How do you see this shaking out when it's all said and done down in Vaughn-Hemingway?
If Georgia can withstand that initial push by Ole Miss, and I don't think that Georgia's defense is in top form right now, and I don't think that Kirby Smart would say that his defense is in top form right now. But after Chad Kelly gets those first couple touchdowns, when Ole Miss does, you know, eventually score a couple times in a fast rhythm right there in the first half, can Georgia withstand that and continue to ride Nick Chubb, continue to use a power rushing attack, continue to allow Jacob Eason to not have to make the 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10 throws against this aggressive Landshark Ole Miss defense? I mean, the last thing, Jacob Eason just earned the respect of his teammates hanging in there to throw that 4th down touchdown pass to win on the road in Missouri in a game where Missouri really outplayed Georgia. And this guy, freshman Jacob Eason, hung in there and got the ball to Isaiah McKenzie. Little underthrown, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. He got it. It was a touchdown. And so I think if they can just hang in the game, I don't know if Ole Miss is going to have anything left in the tank. I mean, that game with Alabama went 4 hours and 2 minutes. It was, you know, obviously a full game scored in the 40s, play count up in the 80s or 90s. You know, this is going to be an Ole Miss team that you're asking for a lot, and they're not as deep as an Alabama team. And I think that was one thing that you saw in the second half as Nick Saban went to the rushing attack. Well, now Nick Saban's old assistant is saying, hey, I've got a version of Damian Harris over here, number 27. In fact, he's probably better than Damian Harris. So I think what you're going to see from Georgia in the second half against Ole Miss is the same thing you saw from Alabama in the second half against Ole Miss. And the question is, are they going to be able to still be in the game and to be able to take advantage of that?
Two more games that have my attention. We have a little under 2 minutes, so you'll have to rapid fire through these. Number one is Michigan State hosting Wisconsin. I just think Michigan State's better, and I think they showed that against Notre Dame and South Bend. And very quickly, how much trouble does South Florida pose to Florida State, as I think they're better than people think?
Well, they're very good, and they're very dynamic. And Quentin Flowers is their quarterback, and he is a read option quarterback who is running an offense very similar to Lamar Jackson. If you looked at Florida State's defense, saw them having trouble with Lamar Jackson, you're looking at Quentin Flowers and you're looking at Marlon Mack, the running back. Short, little, fast, speedy back. Marlon Mack is a really, really terrific talent. A lot of fun to watch. And I think that you're seeing that the Bulls are going to be able to hit some of those home run plays. Now, on the other side, if Florida State is able to clean things up offensively, I think that they should be able to score as well. But, yeah, absolutely. USF has a chance in this game, though I do expect Florida State will have an improved performance. As far as the Big Ten matchup, man, this is a great opportunity for people like me to learn, because I'm starting to think that Notre Dame might not be as good as the playoff contender that I picked in the preseason. And Michigan State against Wisconsin, you know, this is a game that's going to be ugly, but seeing who's going to be able to get it done and if Wisconsin's going to be able to get anything out of its offense, it's going to let us know exactly what's going on in the Big Ten.
Boy, you did it all. You did it well. And in literally about 13 and a half, 14 minutes, we hit the entire college football landscape for a Saturday. Chip, can't thank you enough for a few. We're looking forward to doing this again and ringing you up throughout the college football season. Thanks so much for a few.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye now. Chip Patterson, CBS Sports, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. We have taken you through every big matchup in college football. We'll tie a bow around it for a Thursday here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Using the proper tools, supplies, techniques, and procedures will usually result in getting the job done right. And getting the job done right includes being safe. Safe means that you protect yourself, your coworkers, your facility, and your company. This should be a priority. Safe does not mean not being productive. It means being careful about wearing protective gear and doing the right thing. Safety is in everyone's best interest. And now a word from Grainger.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Psst, hey you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead, I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Mm. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Drill deep to left field. Is it a fair ball? It is gone! Another home run! Gary Sanchez, a three-run blast. It is his 18th home run of the year. Can you believe what this kid is doing? As the Yankees lead 6-0. Wow.
Well, that's Michael Kay. That's Michael Kay on the call of Gary Sanchez's record-setting 18th home run in just 45 games. Went on to hit home run number 19 later in that one. And you know, set a record for the fastest to 18 home runs, doing it in just 45 games. Incredible work by Gary Sanchez. The future's so bright for him. But is he the AL Rookie of the Year? He'll be second to Michael Fulmer of the Tigers, who will take the award with his big year. But boy, future is bright for that catcher and for the Yankees as a whole, who with that winner, just 2.5 games out of the wild card standings behind the Baltimore Orioles. This was a great show today, a lot of fun. We've got to thank our guests, Mallory Wegeman, Chip Patterson. We want to thank Robert for pushing all the right buttons, but most importantly, all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano on Black, stay there. I'm Joe Spano. Until we wrap up the week tomorrow on a Football Friday edition of The Attack, I say to each and every one of you, good day, all.